I went down to see my girl the other day, and she wanted to know if I'd assist her in carrying a bureau downstairs. I said, certainly, my dear, because she was my girl, I called her my dear. Well, it was one of these old-fashioned bureaus that had been in the family for a number of years, and it was heavy. Well, after the assistance of 8 or 10 able-bodied men, I succeeded in getting the bureau placed firmly on my shoulders. They said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Yes, let go." Never so sorry for having said let go in all my life before. I felt as if I had a ton of coal on my shoulders. Well, my girl was standing right nearby, and she looked at me with admiration sticking out of her, and she said, "Isn't that a manly form to lean on through life? I would drop that bureau if it weighed 4 ton after that." Well, I started to get on my way and lifted my right foot when my girl's little brother appeared on the scene. He was one of these mischievous little boys that went around the house blowing beans at certain things. Well, he commenced mischieving with me, and he blew a bean, and I stopped it with the front of my face, and I didn't strike the first step as I intended to do, nothing doing. I struck about the 10th step, and then came a desperate race between me and that bureau to see who'd get down to the bottom of the stairs first. I don't exactly remember, but if my memory serves me right, the bureau went under the wire about 3 steps before I did. Well, I was naturally tired after my exertions, and I concluded to go upstairs and sit down. And the little boy concluded to mischieve again, and so he went and got an ordinary common business everyday pin, but he bent it so the sharp end pointed heavenward. And he put it in the chair that I unfortunately chose for my rest. I went up in a hurry and went in a hurry and sat down in a hurry and I got up in a hurry. Oh, I read a piece in Almanac the other day saying how many pins were manufactured in a minute and wondering where all the pins went to. Well, I know where that pin went to. I've been eating my meals off the mantelpiece ever since.